Yes. My question is about the steroid implants. I was a bit concerned to hear you say that Bausch + Lomb are withdrawn from Europe, because I understand the
license,
that,
that
it's licensed in America already.
Yes.
So is data being gathered from those birdshot patients in America to build a European argument?
I won't say birdshot only, collecting data across the board for anybody who had an implant. Just to see what's going on with those patients over time, complications and the benefits and all that. I'm sure the data has been collected. The problem is, I was part of the advisory board with Bausch + Lomb when we went to the meeting in the European Union, and I was trying to defend the implant.
Yeah.
I managed to overcome the clinical hurdle because, very silly, the European Union was saying, why didn't you use vision to monitor the outcome rather than recurrences? Well, exactly the reason why I say, well, vision sometimes is too late to rescue, but if you show the disease stops inflammation, then it's an indication if you use it early, you protect the eye. So that was fine, but they started being very picky about all the animal work that Bausch + Lomb had done back many years ago, rabbits and all that. And they wanted them to go back to the lab and do a lot of other things. Well, Bausch + Lomb had put millions of dollars into this research, and they felt that they were unable to commit more funds to go back and do it all again. So the decision from the company, regrettably, is that they withdrew the application. So they're no longer pursuing that. So in Europe, you can only get it on a special circumstances. They will have the implant for you if you can get the money for someone to get it for you. Yes, you can get it, but it's special circumstances. So NICE will never mention anything about it, and PCTs will never approve, and GPs will run away from it.
The disease group, I suppose, were very small within the country, Britain, but
sure.
Europe-wide, we have 300.
Yeah. Your experience has been good with implants as well.
It's been.
Yeah, that's the one I have. My two patients with implants, one in both eyes, the other one with one eye, have done extremely well.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, how long have you had yours?
Well, this one for 2 years. I'm coming up in February to the sell-by date.
Yep.
The research project, I believe, has been extended for 7 years because the results are looking good.
Yeah.
And as you said, one of your patients...
Yeah, she's well over 7 days. And she's doing great.
Yeah.
She's doing really well.
Yeah.
No, she's doing really great.
And it's nice that you have that internal control.
Exactly. She's a great control for me because her other eye is constantly doing something wrong. And she went into the study because she's so much against with the tablet she was taking. She didn't want them anymore. So she was a candidate. As soon as I said there's an implant, she put her hand up before I could explain anything to her. Whatever is local that I don't have to take tablets, I'll go for it. So she was the first patient, I think, in the UK to have the implant. She was the first patient to have it. And I saw her last week, and the eye is still wonderful.
Yeah.
The eye with the implant, and that's 7-8 years later. So she's extremely, and the other eye is still giving us headaches. We have to treat her and all that. So yes, I think it is an interesting avenue.
But I think that's something as a countrywide disease group that we can.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't know, because I think the data from the States is quite mixed, but again.
How many birdshots will be there? Yeah.
You know, it's not knowing the whole background, as a disease group within this country, okay, it's £10,000 per eye.
But
how many people here wouldn't sell their house or raise the money to pay for those implants?
Yeah, I think you can get these. I think the problem is European agency not approving it becomes unlicensed product.
Yeah.
And that means nobody at official level will pay.
Yeah.
It means if you have the money, which is it's dreadful to say that if you can pay, you can get it.
Yeah.
Pretty much true, because you can still get, your consultant could apply for funding, having the money applied for you to get the implant from Bausch + Lomb, filling a special circumstance for it, and that is possible. But at the populational scale, meaning the service can offer you, won't happen. And not only birdshot, for anybody else who could benefit from it. And birdshot is a small fraction of the number of people who could benefit, and we don't have it. And I know you were involved in the musters, weren't you?
But the earlier
registration. The earlier one, same one, yeah. Because the first research study, that's the one we were involved in initially. Musters came after. Musters is a much younger study, and that's why only two years and a bit into it. our data was actually, you know, if you look at the recurrence rate, was brutally reduced in the either hand implant. And of course, there were issues with patients having complications. A lot of the surgeons implanting had never used a special suture that was provided, and that suture was a bit tricky. If you hadn't used it before, you would end up with complications, and that was something we only picked up once the complications started to appear, which is now no longer what we know about it, so we...
You'll have to sew.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that is there's an issue there. Yeah,
thank you very much.